Good morning, gentlemen. Is there a problem?
Yes, officer. As a matter of fact, there is a problem. Apparently, there are too many bullets in this gun.
Let's go! first appearance here on Raw, the new undisputed WWE Heavyweight Champion of the World, Brock Lesnar!
He is the youngest WWE champion in history. He turned 25. Shaking hands with Eric Bischoff, Brock Lesnar, only 25 years of age, letting bygones be bygones. But general manager Eric Bischoff has Brock Lesnar and his agent Paul Heyman making their way to the ring.
This is a historic moment. Don't doubt that for 1 minute. What an epic battle that was at SummerSlam. Brock and The Rock. And there you see, look at that. He is our new undisputed champion, JR.
He is an awesome athlete, no doubt about that.
B-O-O.
Something called black. It's enough to give you hysteria.
T.
On the teeth. E. Back, that get covered.
Boat! I got it, Mom! We just said they're on a boat!
Black man with black hair, little black neighborhood. He's got an interstate running through his front yard. You know he thinks he's got it so good. And there's a woman in the kitchen cleaning up the evening slop. And he looks at her and says, "Hey, darling, I can remember when you could stop a cloud. Oh, but ain't that America for you and me? Ain't that America something to see, baby? Ain't that America home of the free? Yeah, little pink houses for you and me.
Ain't that America?
For you and me?
Ain't that America?
Hey, what's up?
him. Tom Buchanan, that photographer, was just nailed by Mankind as Mankind went flying out. And look at this. What kind of carnage could possibly continue as China looks on? This capacity crowd very much. They're cheering for Mankind, but there may be nothing left of Mrs. Foley's baby boy. There can't be. No,
I can't believe it. Can't believe that. I can't believe that.
How can Mankind do what he is doing? The kind of pain this man has endured, and here we go. Helmsley sets him up for the pedigree. Is that enough to beat him? It is.
He's gone through the windshield.
Hunter Hearst Helmsley, victorious.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is somebody going to help Mankind?
Straighten it out. Your royal robe.
You know, the hell of the coronation. We got a man hurt here.
In front of Mankind. Look at this. How much humiliation. It's Helmsley.
Your scepter was destroyed, but here is your crown.
And Hunter Hearst Helmsley, ladies and gentlemen.
hope that I won't be that wrong anymore. Maybe I've learned this time. I hope that I find what I'm reaching for, the way that it is in my mind. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you. But I won't let it change me, not if I can. I'd rather believe in love and give it away as much as I can to those that I'm fondest of. Someday I'll get over you. I'll live to see it all through, but I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
Welcome to the Heartbreak Hotel.
What is this?
The home of the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hey, look at that lamp.
Oh, boy.
Now I want you to know that superstars in the World Wrestling Federation have been booking reservations well in advance just to be a part of the hottest show in town. But I have to tell you, there are absolutely no vacancies here at the Heartbreak Hotel. We are booked solid.
Look at that
bed. Now, Shawn Michaels is the sole proprietor of this fine establishment, and Big Daddy Cool Diesel is the manager. So I want everybody to understand that there will be no pilfering of towels, no five-fingering of ashtrays, because if there is, you're gonna have to deal with Big Daddy Cool.
Big Daddy Cool.
Now I want you to take a look at this fine room. Who wouldn't jump at the chance to take a seat next to the Heartbreak Kid?
A bed?
Right you are, huh. Sir, yes!
A bed shaped
and
like a heart?
Man, take a look.
Pillow cushions.
At this beautiful.
Like lips.
Beautiful, luxurious room. Is this nice or what?
That's classy.
You know something? Here on my own show where I've been given valuable television time. Why? Because I'm worth it. I'm going to take a couple seconds to get on to a more serious point. And that is you, Razor Ramon. You didn't think for a second that Big Daddy Cool Diesel and I were just gonna dry up and blow away, did ya? We haven't even begun to start with you. So Razor Ramon, if you, my friend, have got what it takes, Big Daddy Cool Diesel would like to challenge you for your World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental Championship belt and bring it back to where it belongs, the Heartbreak Hotel. tell. Razor Ramon, here you can check out, but you, my friend, can never, ever leave.
The Heartbreak Hotel.
Turn out the lights. It's checkout time.
Oh, she's the one. She's the one.
It's 3 a.m. You know that I went up to your house there. They told me you was here. It's 3 a.m. kid. Is that Adrian? She's a good girl. Me, you know I'm sorry for both of you. Nothing I can do with it. Except I'd like to tell you something once, and then I ain't gonna say it again. But Rock, you got another shot. It's the second shot. At the, the biggest title in the world. Huh? And you're gonna be swapping punches with the most dangerous fighter in the world. And just in case, you know, your brain ain't working so good, all this happens pretty soon, and you ain't ready. You're nowhere near, you ain't in shape. So I say, you know, for God's sake, why don't you stand up and fight this guy hard like you've done before? That was beautiful. But don't lay down in front of him like this. Like a, I don't know, like a, some kind of mongrel or something. Because he's going to kick your face in pieces. You know that? That's right. This guy just don't want to win, you know. He wants to bury you. He wants to humiliate you. He wants to prove to the whole world that it was nothing but some kind of a freak the first time out. And he said you are one-time lucky bum. Well, now, I don't want to get mad in a biblical place like this. But I think you're a hell of a lot more than that, kid. A hell of a lot. But now, wait a minute. If you want to blow it, if you want to blow this thing, damn it, I'm going to blow it with you. Do you want to stay here? I'll stay with you. I'll stay with you. Yeah. I'll stay and pray. I got to lose.
innocence. Every night, scenes from home in the quiet room. How long have I been gone? Did winter kill the love? And all those Polaroids you sent are on the wall in the quiet. Keeping me where I can't hurt myself. I can't get my wrist to bleed. Just don't know why suicide appeals to me. The quiet room is sterilized and white. It's like a tomb with just a monster. Forks and spoons, no laces in my shoe. They all know what I tried to do outside the quiet room. This quiet place
bleeding. A mattress on the floor, no handles on the door. I really need nothing more. I'm alone.